Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am Amy Ravel.
And I am Kirsty Perugia. And today we're talking about item or space, giving you binary choice.
Yeah. And I love that it's not and or space, because the basic concept, let's just put it out right at the beginning here, what we're talking about today is when it comes to any item in your home, you have to pick whether you want the item or whether you want the space that the item is in. You can't have both. If you keep the item, you don't have the space, and if you keep the space, you don't get the item. And so almost every decluttering decision that you make is going, what's of more value to me? Am I willing to give up the item, or am I willing to give up the space? And that's what it comes down to. Like, literally, you could just use this question for everything in your home. Item or space? Bed, I'm choosing item. My wardrobe, my clothes, most of it, I'm picking item. If there's rubbish on the floor, I'm picking space. So that's the concept.
Mm. And you can use this for not just physical items. We can use this into calendars and into our brains as well.
Yes.
Like, am I choosing to hold on to this thought, or am I choosing to clear up space in my mind?
That's great. Oh, I like that.
Mm.
Let's dive in.
Yeah, let's.
You may have seen, listeners, that there's a new season of Get Organized on Netflix, which is the home edit Netflix show. I haven't actually watched it yet because I'm binging something else and I don't want to, like, I have to finish binging one thing. I'm an all, like, with last week, something. I've got to finish one show before I'm allowed to watch the next, because that's just how my brain works. But Joanna and Clea are helping a client in their guest house that also doubles as an office, and this is where the concept for this episode came from. But as professional organizers, this is literally our bread and butter.
Yes.
Space.
Yes. We do this every single day.
Mm-hmm. And a million times a day.
Yeah. And that's why, like, we do want to send you back to that binary, our episode on binary decisions, because this is a binary decision. Are you choosing the item, or are you choosing the space?
Yeah.
So you could, this happens again in all the small items, but also big items, because sometimes it is actually the big items in your home that take up the most space. Like the said bed, and yes, most of the time we're going to keep the bed.
But maybe it's a spare bed and it's taking up a whole lot of space for very little use. And actually the item that you would prefer to have in there is a yoga mat so that you can do meditation, or a drum kit so that you can pick up a new hobby. So the space may not change, but what the value of the space changes based on what you put in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And also when we come into a space with fresh eyes, like we come into spaces all the time with fresh eyes because we don't live in your home. And you can use this trick too. So you don't have to leave your house for a long time and to be able to use this trick. This is a trick that we really recommend, is walking through your home with fresh eyes and looking critically at all the pieces of furniture. Sometimes one way that you can do this is take a photo of every room and look at it through the lens of a photo and go, well, if this is somebody else's house, what would I recommend for them? You know, do they need 15 bookcases? Yes, no. Do they need that big piece of furniture right there in that space? And so just rearranging furniture. And that doesn't mean that you need to let go of any furniture. It just might need a fresh take on how you arrange that furniture, because sometimes we just get so used to furniture living in a certain spot. And yeah, it might make so much sense there. It also could make sense laid out a different way, and it could bring much more functionality to your space just by rearranging the furniture.
And clients will often say to us, oh my gosh, this room feels so much bigger. Or people say when they look at the before and afters on our social media accounts, holy smokes, that room looks twice the size. And that's because in that photo or in the client's experience, they've chosen space over items. And it really does, as Kerr said, it's about what you get rid of, but it's also about where you place and how you use the items in the space as to what that space feels like. Put it in the middle of the room, you know, it's going to feel one way. Put it up against the wall, it's going to feel another way. So it is about that constant balance of items versus space.
And framing it in that way can also help you to have an objective approach to it, because you are making that binary decision. You're going, is this thing worth the real estate it's taking up in my home? Is it worth the space?
And it may be that it's worth space, but it's not worth that space. So yes, I want to have a Thermomix. No, it doesn't need to live on the bench. Yes, I want to have a spare bed. No, it doesn't have to sit in the middle of a room and take up a whole room to itself. And so it can be, where's the best space that this can be served? There was something, Kirst, I was thinking about this morning. In terms of fresh eyes, I was actually thinking that a really cool exercise to do would be to walk around your own home and do like a mindfulness awareness walk. So I think I may have mentioned this on the podcast before, and if I haven't, I may have mentioned it in our Head, Heart & Home course, but it could be like walking in your front door and saying, I'm walking in my front door and what I see is a pile of shoes to my right. I see that there's an umbrella. I see that the picnic basket is sitting outside of the cupboard when it could live inside the cupboard. I can see that there are coats hung up. I wonder if those coats fit. And so you're going through and you're noticing, but you're not doing anything. You're not adding values to that. Like, oh my gosh, I'm walking in and there's a disgusting pile of shoes near the front door and I really should put them away. There's a pile of shoes near the front door. There's a casserole dish sitting on the ground near the kitchen. There's, you know, a pile of papers sitting wherever. You don't have to feel self-conscious because you're talking to yourself, but sometimes saying things out loud and observing rather than placing judgment can be a really great tool to see your house with fresh eyes. So I encourage you to give it a go and let us know how you find it.
When we go into people's homes, sometimes we declutter so much stuff. You know, we've had, you know, hundreds of bags sometimes leave people's homes. And then sometimes we leave with one bag. And in both of those situations, the space could have been completely transformed.
Yeah.
And clients can go, wow, I feel so different in this space. So space isn't always about the volume of things that you declutter.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to give an example of what happened to our team recently?
Yeah, so Jodie and Belinda were out working with a client, and the client commented on the difference between the first session that they had and the second session. So the first session, there was heaps of decluttering. Like, they did the pantry and kitchen in that first session. And so heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps of stuff left. And in the second session, where they did the home office and the lounge room, there was a lot less items decluttered, but a lot more rearranging of the space and reusing the space. And they helped them to gain back heaps of space in that second session by moving furniture into better spaces, better positions. They removed two pieces of bulky furniture, like a coffee table and a desk, that weren't being used. So even though it looked like she decluttered less when you looked at like the pile of stuff that was going out, the second session, the room and the space reclaimed actually were really significant. So it, you know, it really does shift, I think, then how you're looking at space and your purpose of decluttering. Is the purpose to create space or is it to create order? Because those two things can bring about different results, or you'll tackle your decluttering in a different way.
Mm. Yeah. And there's so many benefits of more space as well. When, you know, we've got a fairly large home, not going to lie, especially when we're watching these home American home reno shows.
Yeah.
And there's one that it's like building a house in 100 days.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to do that.
Yeah. Yep. Good. And we watched a couple of episodes of it last night, and basically they just use the same floor plan and just tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Like, so
it's all prefab, so it's nothing exciting, maybe.
Yeah, and I mean, they're good transformations, and they're, you know, it's a decent enough show.
Yeah.
But we were just, you know, just incredible, because we know we've got a large home, and so please don't misunderstand the privilege I know that we have. And we live in a suburb that has much larger homes than us.
Mm.
And so when I'm watching this American show where they have like one episode, they bought an acre of land and they put like a 22 square home on the block. Which was all that they needed.
Yeah.
But they just live very differently to us. It's based in Florida, so presumably they're out in the weather a whole lot more than other parts of America.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them had a second lounge room, which I know is what you guys have.
Yeah.
And
or don't have.
Yeah, or don't have. You only have one living room.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely perfect. Really appreciate my privilege here, so please don't misunderstand. But Simon and I just keep looking at each other going, well, you've got three teenagers, like, and you're building a house, you're choosing, you're not moving into a new home, like an old existing home like you guys have done, Amy.
Yep.
Like, you're building a brand new home and you're choosing to only have one living space. Cool, good on you. So my point being that we do have a large space, but because we don't have a lot of furniture, like we don't have, it's not a cluttered house by any stretch of the imagination, furniture-wise or items-wise, it is really quite easy to clean. You all know that we have a cleaner and they come in and they're here for a relatively short amount of time because they come in and it's really, really easy to clean. Mm. And then, you know, obviously we clean too when, you know, we spill stuff. And yeah, Simon mops the floor every day. So, but it's easy because there's not much furniture and and everything has a home and everything goes back into its home. The other thing about having more space is that rooms do feel lighter and brighter when they don't have as much furniture in them and when they don't have as much stuff. So I'm not saying that everybody has to live minimally, and we certainly, you wouldn't walk into our house and go, this isn't a stark minimalist house.
No.
But
it's minimal.
But the idea is, like, we've been very intentional about what space we want to give and what items we want to have in the home. Yeah. And so the benefits of having more space is that it is easier to clean. The rooms do feel lighter and brighter. Mm. You can think more clearly and you can be more productive because you can quickly get out the Lego because you don't have to. And the kids can play with the Lego and then we can pack it up and put it away because there's space to do that.
Yeah. I think another two benefits of that, having more space, is that you get spontaneity and creativity because you can, you know, quickly turn your lounge room into a train track space, or you can quickly turn your lounge room into a sleepover area when you don't
have... Or the floor is lava.
Oh, the floor is lava. Oh, my gosh, my kids used to play that game all the time. What it also does when you – let's just talk about cleaning for a second. How much quicker is it to vacuum a floor when you don't first have to pick up a million things or go around coffee tables and extra chairs? And if you've got a robo-vac, do you have one, Kirst?
Yeah, Yes,
we have. You set it up yet?
Yes, we have.
Okay. So we don't have one, but I really want one, but our flooring's uneven, so I don't think a robo would cope. But how much better is one of those if you've actually got more space? Because he can or she can do their job more easily.
Yep.
So for the sake of your robos, and also come into the Facebook group and tell us the name of your robo, because...
Fredrickson!
That's the best! Who named that?
I can't remember.
I love it.
Well, no, maybe yeah. Emily. Oh, I cannot remember. But yeah, Freddie for short, but Fredrickson, when that I'm mad so at good. Him, I'm like, why are you doing this room? You just did this 20 minutes ago. Why are you back here in this room, Fredrickson?
They reckon that like 80% of people name their robos. So I love Fredrickson. That's perfect.
It sounds like a butler's name, hey?
It really does. Like, does he bring you cups of tea?
I wish.
Fredrickson. I love it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We have some other episodes too where we talk about the kinds of questions you'd like to ask yourself to determine if something is going to be kept or if you're going to let go of. So if it is, if you are weighing up the item or the space, and they're called Need It, Love It and Use It. And there were a series that we did, which was good and fun.
And we'll get Belinda to link in the show notes. Kes, anything else that you think would be helpful for our community around item and space?
Yeah, I think that it can be really tricky when you have a lot of space, because then you can keep a lot of your items. Mm. I think it's more challenging when you have less space, because then the space forces you to make decisions.
And it's obvious.
Mm. And you then have to be creative in the way that you store things. I think when you do live in a large house like mine, or an even larger house like the suburb that I live in, you're not forced to make a binary choice between space and item.
Mm.
You have
to dig a bit deeper to why am I keeping it? What's the purpose of the room?
Mm.
You know, what could I do with this space if I didn't have this thing in it?
Yeah. And I think it is really helpful to think about your space as in the real estate cost of it.
Yeah.
You know, you've spoken about this quite a lot. Like, you know, if you're paying off a mortgage, how much, like, why don't you get your mathematician on and decide how much does a shelf in my linen cupboard actually cost me every month? Or if you're, and the same if you're renting, how much is this space actually costing me? And I'm wanting to keep a $20 item that I very, very rarely use. And does that mathematically and financially make sense?
Interesting. Just because you have the room doesn't mean you should fill it.
Yeah. And what else could you be doing with that room and that space? Like, and white space is your friend. It really is your friend.
Yeah.
It does mean that there's less to clean and less to maintain and less to hold the mental space for. Like, even if you go into a cupboard and you're like, I totally forgot I had that, somewhere in your brain you did know that you had that. And so it is taking up space in your brain. So I think we could also talk about that whole concept of item or space when it comes to the intangible as well.
Yeah. Let's dig into that, Kirs, because I feel like, yeah, you had some thoughts on that at the start. So rewind your brain.
So what is taking up space in your calendar? Could you reassess your calendar and reassess your week, reassess your kids' schedules or your schedule, or in consultation with your partner, their schedule as well, and say, what could we clear some of this to make white space for spontaneity, for a date night, for date days with your kids? Like, what could, you know, we're coming into, well, when this episode drops, we've just finished school holidays in most of Australia. So maybe you could think about what did the school holidays look for you if you're a parent with children on school holidays. Did you wish that you'd had more time for them? Did you regret spending more time at work and wish that you'd been more intentional about the time that you did have with them over the holidays?
Yeah.
And upon reflection, how could you do the next school holidays differently?
And I was talking to someone this morning, Kirsten, we were talking about the unpaid labour that parents and adults in general do, and that actually getting rid of some of that unpaid labour is a great way to create space. So, for instance, our family, we don't do grocery shopping anymore. We do it online because it gives us back at least an hour a week. And so it's activity or space. Grocery shopping, no way. The space is way more valuable to me than the activity. Mm-hmm. Cooking meals, space is way more important to me than doing the activity. And so it is about going, like, I've got everything we do, everything that takes a resource of time, energy, money, thought, we have to weigh up, like, is this more valuable to me than the space that I would have by not engaging in it?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, that can come, that's one of the reasons that I'm not doing Wordle, because actually
yes.
I don't want to spend 5 to 10 minutes doing something that, yes, it might improve my literacy skills or it could just really frustrate me. And why would I want to start my day feeling frustrated?
That's gold. Yes. And the reason I do it is because it's more important to me than the space, because I find it calming and relaxing and a great way to engage with both my son and my dad. So for me, it is well and truly worth the time. So it is about, I love that, Kirs. That's a great example. Now, we were excited last week because you were able to read the reviews, and I want you to read this one because the title of the review is clearly based on something you say, and then who it's left by, I think is just perfect that you read it.
Cool. So this podcast review is from Australia, and it's from Gertie4066, and it says, love, love, love this podcast. And that is in reference to the fact that I say love, love, love a lot.
A lot.
And some people who listen to this podcast do not like it. Maybe they don't listen anymore because they so don't like it. But and if
we don't care,
well, yeah, I think that
it's not a bad thing, Kirst, that you say love, love, love.
No, it's not. And I think that if they're upset about that, that would be something that I would question about. Is that taking up mental space for you to care about what I say?
100%.
That is an item I personally think you could let go of.
Yes.
So this is what Gertie4066, she does have a name that will be revealed towards the end. I started my intentional living in 2016 when I did an eco-friendly fashion year. It was during this year that I also started my decluttering journey. It was a very slow and arduous process. In 2021, I found your podcast and it has completely transformed my life. I'm listening to it from the start and I have managed to not only declutter my house, I'm also helping my family with theirs. This year, I can live with the freedom that I am now in maintenance mode and have scheduled a room a month for another declutter sweep. I still have lots of episodes to listen to and I look forward to hearing more wisdom, advice and banter. I'm finally taking the time to leave a review as my name has an R. Love, Kirsty from Tassie.
I love one of the things about this review, Kirsty, is that when you're listening to this, it will have, like, your future self will have given yourself a little gift because you're probably not up to this episode. And when you're up to this episode, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, they read my review. But, yeah, I just thought that was fun. If your name has an R in it, we want you to leave a review this week. So it can start with an R, it can end in an R, it can be whatever. If it has an R, it's your turn to leave a review for us this week. The reason we ask you to leave reviews is it helps others to find us on your podcast app. That's why. Not because our egos need stroking, though it is quite nice, but it's so that we can reach new people like Kirsty, who didn't find us till 2021 and we've been going since 2017.
Mm-hmm. We are rapidly approaching our 5-year anniversary, Amy.
Oh, that's so fun. Live show?
About what?
Decluttering? Thank you for joining us this week. We hope that you've got some tips and tricks around deciding if an item or a space is of higher value to you. And we will see you in our Facebook community, our lovely declutterers, or we'll be in your ears again next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom. We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.